Veterans Administration. On their own, those are two very positive words. But as we've certainly learned over recent years, when you put them together, that promise of administration fails our veterans. Latest failure involves a circumstance which, think about this, if it took place in a non-government workplace, wouldn't be much of a challenge to address it effectively. It's not that way in the VA, in large part by their own doing. With us now to explore this matter is a senior advisor with Concerned Veterans for America, Darren Selnick. Thanks for being here today, Darren.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for having me on, especially to talk about this important subject.
Certainly one I'm sure the VA wishes a lot of people did not know about, but it's work life, your organization that brings important ideas like this to the attention of our heroes. CV4A.org, website for Concerned Veterans for America. This revolves around the VA Accountability and Whistleblower Protection Act, which even the title gives you hope, thinking that after all the horrors we saw that the late Senator John McCain and little pride in radio Don Imus back in the day too brought forward and demanded it to be addressed, we thought back in 2017 the VA Accountability and Whistleblower Protection Act would be the first step. Turns out the VA wants to walk backwards now, it looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. Just so you know, I worked at the VA myself for 9 years in the Bush and the Trump administration, and I was part of the team that helped, get the 2017 Accountability Act put together. One of the things that my own personal experience was in the 9 years I worked in the VA is when I had bad employees, I could never fire anybody, no matter what they did. And so this law was really important. It was ironically crafted with the input of the VA general counsel, who at the time said, this is what you need to do in order for it not to be overturned. And yet here we are in the Biden administration with him announcing to Congress that, we've had some parts being overturned because they didn't realistically defend it properly. And so we're just not going to follow it anymore as of April 3rd. It is a crying shame, and it is hurtful to veterans because bad employees, and there are lots of good ones, bad employees hurt veterans and their ability to get quality, timely health care, and it also hurts good employees. So it is a terrible thing, and we think there needs to be a new law to fix any problems, and we need to hold the VA and the secretary accountable for not following the law. It's just what it is.
Certainly the VA holds the responsibility, and certainly if it's being challenged, albeit successfully, and I'll give you an example of one of those horrendous examples in a moment, doesn't it also fall upon the VA to, okay, you've challenged it in this manner, so let's get to Congress, let's work out where we can reconstruct the act so it won't be challenged successfully?
Absolutely. I mean, once again, I was in their shoes. I was there. And if you have problems with the law being implemented because of lawsuits, if you are an honest broker, you would go, rather than saying, hey, we're not going to follow the law, you'd go to Congress and say, hey, we have these problems. We think we know how to get it fixed, but we need you to pass a new law. They didn't do any of that. They just, on a Friday afternoon, put out an announcement saying, we're not going to follow this as of April 3rd. We'll use our old authorities. Well, if the old authorities worked, we wouldn't have needed the 2017 law. It is ridiculous. It's a pattern of rogue behavior that the VA has been doing, not only with accountability, but with the Mission Act and veterans being able to get community care. They just seem to want to do what they want to do and not really care about the veteran or what Congress has asked them to do.
And I mentioned an example. I found this from early part of 2021. The VA employee, Florida-based Ariel Rodriguez, fired after he took part in a yelling match with a patient. I mean, think about this. You're an employee of the VA, and you start yelling at a patient who's coming to you for service and for answers to questions. Patient came in to talk about a payment, and it escalated to the point where VA police had to come in, escort Rodriguez back to his office, but then he came back out and started yelling again. So, of course, the VA fired him. He challenged it in court. Argued that the VA official who signed off on his firing improperly relied on a substantial standard of evidence rather than the preponderance of it. I mean, that's how just a fine tooth of a comb that the act had been getting attacked with. And I don't know if they went, if the lawyers went judge shopping or not, but Rodriguez wound up back in his job.
But absolutely. When I was senior advisor to the secretary, we had lots of those examples. Doctor, you know, looking at porn in front of patients. More recently, last year, this is just an example of a staffer who over in Fayetteville didn't give a veteran authorization for community care for 205 days, and the OIG came in because after 205 days of not being able to get treatment for cancer, the patient, but when they did get treatment, was too late and they died. And the OIG came in and said, hey, you know, you were supposed to give them authorization for the community, and you didn't, and because of that, that patient died. Did anyone ever get in trouble for that? No. No one ever got in trouble for that. I mean, it's just medical malpractice and other things. Look, most employees are good employees. They want to do the right thing. For that percentage that don't, there's real-world consequences. Well, veterans can die or be abused, and you need to have the authority to do it. And having been at the VA before, and before this law was originally passed, you gave the perfect example. You can get a good lawyer, and you can string this out so that you never get fired, and all you ever do is get transferred, and that just puts bad employees with good employees and hurts veterans. It's terrible, and we need to go ahead and fix this, and we need to make sure the VA is accountable to go ahead and implement it.
So we're Darren Selnick, who is Senior Advisor with the Concerned Veterans for America, CV, the number 4A.org is their website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. The way you just described the VA, too, shuffling around the bad apples, puts them in the same class as the Catholic Church, which I don't know if they want to be in that class, but that's certainly what they're appearing themselves to be as.
Yes, exactly. And it's a terrible thing, and it really hurts employee morale. You know, a lot of veterans won't use the VA because of these incidents, and that's truly a shame. But, yeah, it's I've seen it. That's what they do. We have bad medical center directors. They get shuffled from coast to coast. They got plenty of evidence, plenty of documentation, and yet they protect themselves. And ironically, they even are proposing to Congress that they should be paying these people even more money. And my proposition is, if you can't fire them, why would you pay them more money? If you're going to have really good administrators, then they have to have really good accountability so that the bad ones can get fired. It's what it's all about. And veterans' lives are at stake.
Now, you mentioned, too, how the window of opportunity had been open for veterans to go outside of the VA for medical care, but now aren't they trying to tighten that up again, too?
Well, that's the problem. I was one of the folks that helped write the law when I was at the VA. And we have FOIA documentation that we've gotten access to that shows that there's a campaign to undermine the law and not let veterans have community care when they need it, which has resulted in veterans literally waiting months and months and months for appointments. And once again, that hurts their health care. Delayed health care can kill. Studies have proven it. And yes, so this is a continued pattern of rogue behavior from the VA in terms of community care and in terms of now the accountability. They want to do whatever they want to do. And they don't want anyone telling them to follow the law. They care about the institution first and veterans second. And it's not the way it's supposed to be.
Mentioned Senator John McCain's name earlier. Are there any strong advocates for the veterans versus politicians who are just trying to curry favor with the politics of the VA that can help address the situation and get things going the way it would benefit the veterans as opposed to benefiting the VA?
Absolutely, and I worked with Senator McCain when he was alive on the law, and currently you have Chairman Bost, House Veterans Affairs Committee Chairman. Him and his team are working to do it.
Learn more about this issue from the work that the Concerned Veterans for America is doing to address it that you could play a role in as well simply by contacting your member of Congress in the House and the Senate and alert them to your awareness of this because when they know that you know, that maybe will compel them to take the right action for our veterans. Learn more about the Concerned Veterans for America at cv4a.org, cv4a.org. He is their senior advisor, Darren Selnick. Darren, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you so much.